Good morning, Rabbi Yisai. Continuing our discussion, or at least starting really, we had last week introductions to Tu Bishvat, as to what it's about and why we have a Tu Bishvat, and the different dates according to the Mishnah. And now we're going to look a little bit at the halachas, limited number of halachas that there are. The din of the day of Tu Bishvat is a little bit of a Yom Tov. It says it's a Ktsas Yom Tov, but it's less than Rosh Chodesh. For instance, it's similar to Rosh Chodesh that there's no Tachnun, including the whole of Tu Bishvat and Erev Tu Bishvat Mincha in the afternoon before. We don't say Tachnun. It's similar to Rosh Chodesh that there's no Hesped V'Tarnis on Tu Bishvat. Similarly, there's no Issa Malocha. It's perfectly mutter to do. It doesn't say anything about, you know, if somebody does malocha, that there's any bad results as a result of it. It's perfectly mutter to do malocha, say on Rosh Chodesh and say on Tu Bishvat. On the other hand, it says that, well, so first of all, on Rosh Chodesh we have Haskara. We've got Yale V'Yovoi in benching and Yale V'Yovoi in Tefillah. We have no Haskara of Tu Bishvat in Tefillah or in benching. And on Rosh Chodesh we have Kriyas HaTorah, and again on Tu Bishvat there is no Kriyas HaTorah Lagaba Tu Bishvat. So therefore we see it's a bit of a Yom Tov, but the Yom Tov is even less than the Yom Tov, if you like, the celebration of Rosh Chodesh. Because on Rosh Chodesh we have Yale V'Yovoi, Rosh Chodesh we have Kriyas HaTorah, and on Tu Bishvat we don't.
We say
Lamed
Tzeah on Tu Bishvat, not on Rosh Chodesh.
There you are, another one. Okay, we say Lam Naseich on Tu Bishvat. Says that we don't say Lam Naseich on Rosh Chodesh. And if, but it does say that if Tu Bishvat was to fall on a Shabbos, then we would not say Avarachmim. Say Rosh Chodesh falling on Shabbos, and say Tu Bishvat falling on Shabbos. There's no Avarachmim after Yukum Purkan.
So,
was and no Tzikoska in the afternoon as well. Correct. Yeah. So the question is as follows. So we still have a shtikel ayontif, and we have the union of being marbe in peros, in celebrating somehow that we eat with marbe in peros. Some people have the minion 15 peros, etc. And yet on the other Rosh Chodesh, the other Rosh Hashanahs in the year, we don't know of such a thing. We learnt that a Rosh Chodesh Elul is Rosh Chodesh for Masa Behema. And yet there's no Indian, as far as I know, there's an Indian epis to eat a fleishig asuda, that one should eat bos or rahema on Rosh Chodesh Elul. And it says Rosh Chodesh Nisan is Rosh Chodesh for Rosh Chodesh Nisan. Of course, these days are celebrations anyway because they're Rosh Chodesh. That was the Hakdoma, if you like. They're Rosh Chodesh anyway. So you won't be saying Tachnun, and you won't be, there's no Hesper V'Tarnis and the Skriyas HaTorah, etc., etc. So they're Shtikel Yontov because they're Rosh Chodesh. But there's no Adid Yontov because I don't think anybody goes through Rosh Chodesh Nisan. They don't even think, it's not even mentioned that today is Rosh Hashanah Lamalochim, and therefore let's drink a toast to the king. Yeah, on Rosh Chodesh, because today is the beginning of the second year, or the third year, whichever year it is. So Rosh Chodesh Elul being Rosh Hashanah for Masa Behema, and Rosh Chodesh Nisan being Rosh Hashanah for Melochim, don't get a mention in any shape or form at all. Masha Enkein Tu Bishvat, which is less than Rosh Chodesh, if you like, but we still have this Indian of Simcha to do with Peiros. Favos, doesn't read Morgan, yes, show.
Started the Utterway, Northwest London, Sunday, Zion Teves, 25th of January, Rabbi Aaron Faust, Shlita, Yitzias Mitzrayim. This week's Torah is sponsored by Family Greenberg, Lichvot Sum Sum Mitzvah of Ari Greenberg, Nerio, his Mitzvah was yesterday. He wrote in Shitzkahura, was kin of Lerab Nachas, Minim Chalitzeh, Chalatzehem, Uli Nishmas, our esteemed founder of Yosef Dov, Ben Reb Shimon, Michal Tzvi, Itzkovitz, Zichrono Livrocho.
Good morning. It's always a pleasure to come back to London here in the Simcha and Mitzvah, and look forward to welcoming all of you in Eretz Yisrael Mitzvah with the big Simcha of all the seeing Goyal.
Amen.
These weeks, the topic is Yetzias Mitzrayim. These weeks are, you know, from Shemois, we went through the Shibut Mitzrayim, Eira Boy, Avol Rabbi Shalach. You know, the Rabdali Shor, I think Rabdali Shor said, you know, Yidaf Levin with the Parsha, one has to live with the Parshas. Interesting, my feeling, something, a personal feeling, from Bereshis till Vayechi, you know, we lived with the Ovas HaKadoshim every week, you know, we're in the Pasha, we hear the Vetoira, and we get to a relationship with the Ovas HaKadoshim. And my feeling when Chazak, when this Chazak was, we're leaving the Ovas. We had such good, you know, such a beautiful experience, so we're going now into Mitzrayim, Shev Mitzrayim. But that's how you just live. When you live with the Pasha, you're supposed to feel like that. And Baruch Hashem, we're out of Shev Mitzrayim, we're on the way to Gabbalah Satoira, on the way to Shir Sayam. So that's how Yid has to feel. But let's topic about Yitzis Mitzrayim a little bit. Let's start off with a little avod, the Beis Halevi, beautiful avod, the Beis Halevi. He says like this, he says, Oz Yossi Moshe, this week Pasha, he brings the Medrash says that Moshe Rabbeinu, when Shabbat sent Moshe Rabbeinu to Paroi, and to tell them we want to go to Mitzrayim, and Shabbat with Tichba the Lame Savoida, he made it even worse. And Moshe Rabbeinu came with kind of tinyus to Kadosh Baruch Hu. He says, "Ume oz bosi el paroi heir al om hazeh." Me oz. When I came to Paroi, it got even worse. I was trying to get the Yidin out of Mitzrayim, and you made it even worse. Lo ma'ar oisa, here I came created with tinyus to Kadosh Baruch Hu. Why did you do that? And now, when Moshe Rabbeinu saw the Geula and everything, so the Medrash says, "Oz Yoshi Moshe, oz this oz that he said now with the Shira." He said, "Va'oz chatosi," and I'm attacking with oz, Yoshe. And that's the Medrash. The Medrash doesn't explain that. Maybe come back to that. I'd like to touch a topic. It's really more relevant to say tonight, but I think, in fact, I saw Rashi this week. Rashi says, in the passage of Zohar Tzayim, as Yom Hazeh, Sheitzos Mitzrayim, Rashi says that he brings another makor that we have to be remember it's Mitzrayim every single day. And the Sefer Chaim brings down more than that, it says Hayom Hazeh, that b'chol yom you should think, you should feel ki'ilu Hayom Yitzos Mitzrayim. Chiddush. Now we know this. Leila Seder, b'chol yidei v'doi chayv on yiris atma kilu yos Mitzrayim. The Sefer Chaim brings down a parish that every day a person has to feel as if he went up Mitzrayim. So at least the days and the weeks that we're doing the Yitzos Mitzrayim, we should try and get into this feeling of Yitzos Mitzrayim. So there's an interesting. It's a famous, however we know it, we all do it, but it's a Gemara. The Mishnah in Pesachim brings down, Rabbi Gamliel says this memra, that what is that? Pesach, you say, Pesach, time to be some Migdash, they said, Pesach ze, sh'on o'ichlim ashum sh'a, the lost is Ashum Shaposa Gamakam Abot ever sitting with Shraim, Matzah, Ashum Shanigalu, the whole Nusuk that we say in Nagoda, and Morazushon Oikum Ashum Shamor Amitsu Mishab Seinu. It's part of the say, the part of that Goda that we say these in Yonim Shas, the Matzah, the Morah, in Pesach, that Goda we say why we're eating the Pesach, why we're eating the Matzah, why we're eating the Morah. Bismanazeh, we all know, we don't say Pesach Zeh Shon Oikum. Because we don't eat Kabin Pesach, we only have it to Zecha, like we have a Zecha the Chagiga and the Zecha for the Pesach, we say Pesach. Those are the Pesach. We say Pesach. Shehoyu Avaseinu, that our elders, our parents ate in the Beis Hamikdash when there was a Beis Hamikdash. But we also do that. That's the Rav Gamliel. Then the Mishnah brings down this inyan of Bechol Davidoy Chayv Adam Lirs Atma Kilu Hu Yotzim Mitzrayim. I'm going to tell you a Gemara. I'm going to tell you a Gemara. A very interesting Gemara. The Gemara on this Mishnah says this. Amar Rava, Sorech Shiyoma Voisanu Hoitzim Misham. A person has to say, HaKadosh Baruch Hu took us out of Mitzrayim. Now this Mishnah brought down the pasuk. It says, Ba'avu zeh osa Hashem li. Hashem took me, did this for me, took me out of Mitzrayim. And the Rabbah adds a different pasuk. He says, Soch lo'ema v'sonu hoitzi mishom. That's the first memory of Rabbah. Right? Rashi brings down, the Rashbam brings down, pasuk zeh v'yitzonu oitzi misham, sh'tzok leharis es atzme ki ilu yotzim misham, sh'af v'sonu go'al HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's the first memory of Rabbah. I want to really speak about the second member of Rava, and there might be a connection. Straight away, the Gemara says another member. Omar Rava, Matzah tzorich lahagbia, umoroi tzorich lahagbia, boso ain't tzorich lahagbia. We know that say the night, we lift up the matzah, when it comes to the end, towards the end of the Agoda, we lift up the matzah, and we say these words, Matzah zu shon oichlin, ashum shah, lo hispik betekam, but you have to lift up the matzah when you say it. Moroi, also. Sorech lahagbia. You've got to lift it up and you say, Moro dushon oichlin, ashum shemoru eschav esinah b'mitzrayim. Pesach, interestingly, it says Pesach. So not, it doesn't say Pesach, it says bosa, because the bisman hazeh, we don't come Pesach, it's just a shtickle bosa, it's roya, we have a zecha, it's just a zecha, it's not the Pesach itself. Ein sorech lahagbia. We do not need to lift it up. V'loy oit, If a person should, you don't say it because it looks like you're eating kochim b'chutz. I'll explain. It says two things. It says basar ain't tzarich lagbia. You don't have to lift it up. V'lo yoid. Ella, there's another reason you shouldn't. It's better if you shouldn't. You shouldn't do it. Shenirash oichel b'kochim b'chutz. So let's start off with matzah and mori. Why do you have to lift up the matzah? What's the point? You want to say matzah zush on oichel? You say it. The whole gada, you say things. Why do you have to lift up the matzah? So says the Rashbam. Tzarich lagbia. Kesha oime matzah zush on oichlin. Moro zesh on oichlin. Kedei laharoison lemesubim. To show all the people in the Seder, look, to make a deal out of it. Show the matzah. Matzah, this we need this matzah. Why? V'techavev mitzvah beinayim. There's the inyan of chivuv ha-mitzvahs. We in machavev, we enjoy and we like, we have a chavivus for mitzvahs. And on later say that we don't just do mitzvahs, there's the inyan to lift it up to be machavev with some mitzvahs. So that's why we say matzah, zorich lagbiyah. Pesach, Bosso says, ein zorich lagbiyah. You don't have to. What happened then to machavev with some mitzvahs? Why don't you have to machavev Pesach? So it doesn't say. Why. Just ein zorich lagbiyah. Then it says, V'loy oid, not only you should not do it, why? Says Rashi, k'nir b'kemagdash behemtoy. Ein tzach lagbiyah. Sorry. So he says that, I missed that one thing. Rashi says, ein tzach lagbiyah. Why? So Rashi does give a reason. Rashbam. He says, V'loy matzah l'meir pesach zeh. When you say matzah, this is talking about bizman hazeh. When you say matzah, so you say matzah zeh, so on oichlin, this matzah we eat, this is a mitzvah, we're carrying the mitzvah of matzah. So you mechavah with some mitzvah, so you show everybody. Moroi also. It's moroi, but it's a mitzvah. So you also want to be mechaber with some mitzvahs. And you show we're eating this mitzvah to be kind of mitzvahs. Today it's bizman hazeh, it's drabonah, but it's the mitzvah to eat achilas moroi. It's a mitzvah to do this achilas moroi. So you say matzah zeh, moroi zeh. Pesach, today, bizman hazeh, it's not a mitzvah we're doing. It's a zeicha. We have on the kara, we have a chagiga, an egg, we have a zeroya. It's just a zeicha for once upon a time. We don't say basa pesach zeh because it's not a mitzvah to eat the zeroya. We don't even eat it. You know, there's a minig, some people. The next day, there's to eat it, but there's no mitzvah leila seida. So there's no. Sorry.
Well,
it was also no, moisa is a zecha v'maru, but the mitzvah because of a zecha, there's a mitzvah to eat maru. The mitzvah, there's a mitzvah to eat it. There's no mitzvah to eat it. It's a zecha for a mitzvah. In itself, it's not a mitzvah. That's the difference in maru and that's what Rashbam says. He says therefore ain't tzarich like bi'ai because if the whole inyan is lechavav is a mitzvah, the basa that we have today. Is not a mitzvah. We're not doing. We're doing it just as a zecha to what was once upon a time. The Meila Chazal will not be sucking this takon of lechavav some mitzvahs to lift up the zroya and say zroya. What this zroya that we're eating? We're not eating the zroya. There's no mitzvah. We have a zecha, so it's, everybody knows the zecha and we see it. We don't lift up the egg and we say chagiga zusha on oichlin that we have on the seder shisel is because of zecha. We don't say that. That's the first thing. Therefore, there's no chiyuv to lift it up. If you would lift it up, then it might look as if there's a mitzvah of korban pesach over here, and it might look as if this piece of meat that you have is a kochim. And today we've no kochim; we're not allowed to eat kochim chutz from chutzim shalayim. We may not eat it, so you shouldn't say it because it might look as if it's kochim. You should not do it. So if I would ask you after this gemara, seeing this gemara, right? Matzah you lift up, moro you lift up, and you say. And Pesach, the Bosa, we don't lift up. What would you say, Bizman Bishamikdash? Do we lift up the Korban Pesach? And we say, Pesach Zushon Oikla Shumba? Yeah. I would say yes.
Well, eating it
on Pesach. Yes, on Pesach itself. Bizman Bishamikdash, I would say, Matzah, Robbers, Bizman Azeh, right? Robbers are married, lived in after in the Korban Bishamikdash. But I would say, Matzah Tzorich Lagbiya. More Tzorich Lagbiya, and Pesach Tzorich Lagbiya. I would say, coming out from this tomorrow, that's what I would understand. Now, interestingly, we'll open up the Rambam here, and the Rambam seems to say that also bezman b'samikdash, they did not lift up the Pesach. Now, it's kamat meforish in the Rambam, kamat meforish. I didn't see anybody of the meforishim. I haven't seen not the Magid Mishnah, the Kesav Mishnah, Lecha Mishnah that makes this diuk. And I found the only place I found this diuk was in the Sefer of. Somebody called Rabbi Simonic Diskin, he was a Rosh Yevin called Torah. He has a Torah, I think it's called Masas Melach. He makes this tiyuk. But I'll tell you the tiyuk. We'll start the Rambam. How did the Rambam bring down this member of Rabbah? Says the Rambam this. And we listen to the words. Umachse Ashulchan Lefonov, Ve'oimbe. Pesach Ze. Now the Rambam brings down the Aloch, also Bezman of Islam Bigdash. But that's how you said it. Pesach Ze. She'onu Oichlin, that we eat. It doesn't say Pesach. שהוא יאב סיין אויכלן בייס מקדש לייק ווי זיי דאט דא אונד סאג איז דאס פסח זע שאונ אויכלן ספוק מאס ספוק מאס בזמן מקדש אל שם סופוס דא חמוקם אל קבוט יאב סיין הי ברינגס דא פסוקים דן הי סייז ומגביה המורוי ביודוי ואוי מן מור זע שאונ אויכלן אל שום סמארו אנד דן הי גוז אנד סייז מאט ומגביה המצה אנד הי סייז מצה דא שאונ אויכלן מאס שום בא סו אגן דא רמבם דיד נאט ברינג דאון דא וורדס By Pesach, umagbia at Pesach. He started by matzah by Matzamore. Then the Rambam goes further and he says, "Ubizman hazeh, oyim bePesach shohayu abesenu oichlin bezman shabesam mikdash kaim." So it's clear the Rambam that the beginning of the Rambam is speaking bezman abesam mikdash, and yet the Rambam does not bring down this halacha that Korban Pesach should be lifted up only by Matzamore. And here is. Everybody sees this Rambam is mishtaimem. Why does the Rambam omit the din of Rava? L'chayra, we understood that the din of Rava said there's an inyan of mechaver and samitzas to lift up the matzah and the moray. And bizman hazeh, you cannot do it because bizman hazeh, we don't say pesach zeh, says the Rashbam. Bizman hazeh, it's near oichel kodshim. Bizman b'shebesam midrash kayim, there's no problem near oichel b'kodshim. L'chayra, there should be also an inyan of mechaver and samitzas to korban pesach. You might come along and say the Korban Pesach is very big and very large and heavy, so therefore that would be a reason maybe not to bring it. I think one can manage that it would be possible to do it. You could take a little piece of the Korban Pesach, it would be possible to do it also. Anyway, this is the diuk in the Rambam. The Rambam seems to say that even Bezman B'Shabes Midrash Kayim, they did not lift up the Korban Pesach. And the question that we have to ask is, why? Why? With the Rambam hold that Bizman Beis HaMidrash Kayim, they would not lift up. If there's an inyan of Mechavis HaMitzvahs to show the Mesubim, Chavivis HaMitzvahs that we would like, that we eat the Mekayim Mitzvahs, so why would Bizman Beis HaMidrash Kayim, where these reasons of the Gemara are not relevant, why would the Rambam not pick down that you're Magbia as a Korban Pesach? I'm going to suggest Halach in the Rambam. It's Api Drush, but I think it's Api Halacha, it's Oizka Halton Pshat in the Rambam. It bothered me also in the whole inyan of the Rashbam. Rashbam says you lift up the matzah lechaver v'samitzah to show everybody how we love mitzvahs. We don't find by shofar that before tkiyas shofar we take the shofar. I mean, I'm saying the Gemara and Halacha, and we lift up the shofar and we say shofar zu sholu toikin hashum shah. All the inyan of the sadiq gone. All the inyan of the shofar lechaver v'samitzahs. I mean, the word tzaddikim that used to go taka and before they walked into the sukkah. They kissed the sukkah. They kissed the sukkah. Chivas hamitzah. For sure, the word tzaddikim did that. And the tzaddikim, and we kiss our tefillin, and we kiss. Well, I think even Dalai Bina, the word tzaddikim did that. But we don't find. Sorry. They kiss the matzahs, right? There, yeah. For sure, is the show of chavis mitzvahs. But in the Gemara, we don't find.
Gebrocht.
Okay. Nice. So we don't find that. And Mora also maybe it's not such a good idea before the say that stuff, Anyway, so there must be something special about Leila Seder that we do it. Now you could say, Tchilas Yitzis Mitzrayim, Tchilas Leidas Klal Yisrael. So that's the time when we want to show Chaviv Vez Mitzvah. I'm not asking big, it's not a big kasha. I'm going to suggest a pshat in the Rambam that this kasha will be answered. It starts with the end of last week's parsha. In Parsha's Boy, it says that it says when Yid went out of Mitzrayim. Vayisro ames betzeikoi term yichmots. They lifted up there, took the dough. They didn't have time for it to become chometz. Misharoisom serurois. Misharoisom, Rashi translates to mean the leftovers. You see the Rashi inside. Misharoisom, shiore matzah umorei. There were leftovers matzah and morei. And they took it and they wrapped it up. They put it al shichmam and they schlepped these matzahs and the morei out with them in the tribe. So Rashi asks the kash question here. It's from the Chazal. That is. They had many behemoths. You see, in the end of the battle, Rashi was brought down by the Kesef Azov. Each year, it had like an unbelievable amount of chamorim that took all the Kesef, the Kesef Azov, they took from Mitzrayim. And they didn't put it al Shechmam, the Kesef Azov. The Kesef Azov was on the chamorim. So, why here, by the Shiorim Matzah and Moroi, did the Yidden take the Matzah and Moroi and put it on their shoulders. On their shoulders. That's how they schlepped it. Says Rashi, look at these words, beautiful words. Ava bisha behemoth habalichu imoem, mechavavim hoyu es ha mitzvah. Klal Yisrael, with Yetzias Mitzrayim, had a merdiger chavivus of the mitzvahs. And this was the only mitzvah that they had in their hands, the matzah and mor, the leftover. It wasn't even the mitzvah, it was the leftover matzah and mor that they did in Mitzrayim by the Leila Seder that ate the Korban Pesach with the matzah and mor, right? They were mechavim es ha mitzvah, and they said, we're not going to put it on our in our cars, we're going to put it, we're going to schlep it with us on our shechmam, lechavim es ha mitzvah. That's how Rashi brings it down. Now let me ask you this. Let's go back to the Gemara. The Gemara brought down two members of Rava. Omar Rava, Sorich Shayoma Oisonu Hoitzi Oisonu Hotsu. A person says Rav, a person has to feel as if he's leaving Mitzrayim. That's how he's been. Omar Rava, on that Rava says, Matza Tzorch Lagbiya, Moro Tzorch Lagbiya, Pesach Ein Tzorch Lagbiya. Is there a connection between the two members of Rava? I would like to suggest yes, there is a connection. The takana that Rava did over here was, because Rava was Mechadish, he's the Indian, that when a person, Leila Seder, has to feel as if it's going out into his Mitzrayim, so Rava said, let's institute a takana, let's make a chiyuv of actually feeling. Rashbam is laharois. The Rambam says laharois, the person, not just feel that, show yourself and do things like in the same way as when we left Mitzrayim. That's what Rava's saying. So there's a connection between the first member of Rava and the second member of Rava. Rava says, we've got to feel, Hoitzonu, took us out of Mitzrayim. And then Rava says, Matzah Tzorch Lagbiya. We could suggest that the Rava was telling us in this takon of Matzah Tzorch Lagbiya, that he says in the same way. In other words, I'm going to say the same as Rashbam, just with a different pshat, the same idea. In the same way, when Klal Yisrael left Mitzrayim, how did a Yid look when he left Mitzrayim? A Yid had on his shoulder matzah and moroi, and he embraced the matzah and the moroi. He was mechaves hamitzas. That's the tzura, how Klal Yisrael left Mitzrayim. Says Rava, when we in the Leil Seder are doing this in the Vaisono, it's a Oitzi, we should also go, we should also do that. We should take the matzah, lagbiya. I mean, there are some people that can put it on their shoulders, but the idea maybe wouldn't be so convenient to put on your shoulders. But the idea is, be magbiya the matzah, be magbiya the mori, yeah? And feel the same way. Be mechavav es ha-mitzvahs. Do the same idea as Klal Yisrael did when they left Mitzrayim, that they lifted up the matzah and the mori, and the mechavav es ha-mitzvahs. Do the same action to actually experience and feel the Yetzias Mitzrayim in the same as Klal Yisrael. Klal Yisrael left Mitzrayim with a feeling of mechavim es ha-mitzvahs. We want to do the mitzvahs, we enjoy the mitzvahs, we embrace the mitzvahs. That's how a Yid should leave Mitzrayim, and that's how a Yid should do his Leila Seder in the same way.
Some people do it.
People do it, right. They put on there. Okay, so it's... So I want to suggest that the Rambam is saying this member of Rava is that Inyan. Now, beautiful, Pesach, there were no Shiur Pesach. Pesach, they had to eat the whole Korban Pesach, and in the morning it was Noisa. You had to burn it. You weren't allowed to eat Pesach. So there was no Shiur Mitzvah of Pesach. It's not brought down. It says Shiur Mitzvah Marta Moray. Ebazoi, the Rambam is beautiful. Says the Rambam. The Rambam says, Yim bezman shmeis amigdash ha'yikayim. Yim bezman, ein tzorch. The Rambam says like this. He learned the Gemara like this. Pesach ein bosa, and also bezman shmeis amigdash. Ein tzorch lagbiya. You know why? Because the whole reason why you talk magbia is not stamma in the lechavis mitzvahs. It's because when they went leyin left Mitzrayim, they did this action of lechavis mitzvahs. Therefore, you make a takana dafka b'shas yitzis Mitzrayim. Bosa Pesach, even b'zman shabes hamidosh, ain't tzorich lagbia. You don't have to because that's not. There's no inyan behind it. I mean, if you want to go like the tzaddikim and kiss the sukkah, if you you can do it. But ain't tzorich lagbia. There's no chiyah because the whole takana was only b'tzad yitzis Mitzrayim. However, says the Rambam, Bizman Hazeh, not only ain't tzorich, you shouldn't do it. Because you shouldn't come along at tzaddik and say, I want to do it because I want to mechavas mitzvahs, because kenir sha'eichel kodshim. So the Rambam learns the reason why you don't say Pesach Zeh ain't tzorich lagbiya, not because Rashbam says because you don't say Pesach Zeh. The Rambam says because there's no takona, because as we explained, the whole pshat in this memra, this minig of Rava, this chiyuv of Rava, was a zeichel Yetzias Mitzrayim, to leave Yetzias Mitzrayim with chavas mitzvahs. And Mela by Bosa doesn't apply, and therefore answers the Rambam beautifully. That's how the Rambam holds, even his man Shabbos HaMidah Shayikayim, there was no inyan of lifting up the Bosa. And that answers the question that we had, why Dafka we don't find by other mitzvahs, because it was a special local takana over here because to do this in Zeichet Yis Mitzrayim. That's the, what I want to see in the Rambam. Coming back to where we started, We see here that the Yidden, when they left the shrine, they had chavivas and mitzvahs for matzah and for moroi. Moroi had just gone through the worst atrocities that you can imagine. And moroi, Hakshbroch tells them, you know what this moroi is? A zeicha. We need a zeicha for what? Zeicha la'yev moros chayayim. And Klal Yisrael, they elevated themselves to such levels, such level, and they said, oh, chaviv mitzvahs, moroi, chaviv mitzvahs. It's just mind-boggling to think about the madrigas of Klal Yisrael, that they were able to do such a thing. But they had such a skavas HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and they realized, coming back to the Beis HaLevi's prayer, the Beis HaLevi says, beautiful. He says, and this we started off with, my Oz boss is part of the Oz Tikkun, he says, if a person goes through a tzora, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu helps him with the Torah, he saves him with the Torah. So of course, he says, I do, he's happy, Baruch Hashem, thank you, you saved me from this Torah. However, the simcha that he has would have been l'chayra just as well if he wouldn't have l'chatchila had the Torah and he wouldn't have had to go through it, and I would have to say thank you. He says, but Klal Yisrael is not like that. When HaKadosh Baruch Hu puts us through something, and afterwards we have Yeshua, so we thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu, especially if it's through Eifel of Nisim, so he says, Oidcha ki ani soni, bati l'shua. I thank you because I was the kli, I was the vehicle through which there was a Gilu Kvod Shemaim, through which everyone saw that HaKadosh Baruch Hu runs the world. We were zoicha to be the kli through which such a tremendous Kiddush Hashem. So Mamela, when we go through when we have Yeshua, we thank Oitchok Yali Soni. We thank on the Ve'emor Chayayim. Obviously, you have to be Ba'amal Madrega to do it, to feel like that. But a person, Klal Yisrael, were in such a Madrega that they saw the Vayimoros Chayim as a vehicle, as a kli, through which was Nisgal Shmei HaKadosh Baruch Hu, this passion, the tremendous Kiddush Hashem, which is still kind for Doira, this Kiddush Hashem, but every single year we have this Kiddush Hashem. So in Mela, they embraced the Moray in the same way as the base embraced the Matzah. That's the cabinet. I don't want to finish off with a few more minutes, but share with you a vort, and we might be able to connect it. Somebody told me, a friend of mine told me this word a few years ago, after the Seder in the morning, praise in the morning, and I said, oh, what a shame that you didn't tell me this word yesterday, because I would have really, my Seder would have had a different meaning if I'd have known this word early on. And since then, I try every year to share the word with as many people as I can, because I think it's a beautiful idea. He asked the question that, you know, we have the Seder, Kadesh Urchat, Morah Korach, Shulchan Orach. Shulchan Aruch, as we know, is the Suda that we have, the Leila Seder. So why do we speak about the Shulchan? What was his question? Why does it say Suda? The Suda. So you might answer, because it wouldn't rhyme. You know, Morei, Korach, Suda, wouldn't rhyme. So we'd have to find a word that rhymes with a... Maybe if some of you are very poetic, you could find a nice word to say Suda would rhyme with Korach. But that was it. Son?
Korach.
What?
Bring a Oirach.
Yeah, I'll bring a Oirach. Okay. Oh, that was his question. Why do we speak about the Shulchan? So he said a beautiful original thought. He said this. He said that in Halacha, it's brought down if a person has a Suda, and then he finishes his Masich Tas, and he says, Havlon unavorech. Let's get ready for benching, or if you say if you do my Makronim, then that's called your Masich Tas from the Suda, and if you want to eat something off, you change your mind, it's too late, you have to bench, you can't, it is not part of the Suda, and maybe you have to bench, and afterwards, if you want to eat, you can eat again. But you can't, it's a Hezchadas. So say the Rishonim, but if somebody is by a Soymech HaShulchan on somebody else's Shulchan, he's a guest by somebody else, and he says, not the Balabas, he says, Havlan Nevorech, and then the guest, and then his host brings out something else to eat, he doesn't have to make another bracha, he can eat. Why? Because Somech HaShulchan Acherim, your das is bottled to his das, and you know it could be he's going to bring food, and you don't decide, you mevat your das to his das. That's the halacha. Passing Shulchan Aruch Kuf Ayin Tes. Say the Rishonim Tosfos, Rosh brings it down, a chiddush, tremendous chiddush. Leila Seder, a person has said, finished the Seder, and he says, Havlon Unevorech, and you remember that he hasn't yet eaten Afikoyman. How is it possible? I don't know. Obviously, there were children around there, but he doesn't say. Say the Rishonim, say this Kiddush, that then a person has the same halacha as if he's by a guest by somebody. Why? He's the Lashon of the Rishonim is Ataka derachmona, Taka means the table. We're still sitting by the Shulchan of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu tonight is our host, Kviyochel, and we're still sitting by the Shulchan of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and therefore the halacha has halachic ramifications that we are now mevatel adas to what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants. Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants us to eat Afikoman, therefore the halachically the halacha changes, and we buy Shulchan HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and we can eat Afikoman, and we don't have to bench. There's a capacity in Shulchan of this halacha. So he said, beautiful. He said, that's why we speak about the Shulchan. No, so he said this. The Gemara in Brachos brings down, I think it's Daf Gimel. Brachos says, Oy lebonai shegolu mishulchan avim. Shpochu, you know, gives a krecht. Oy, that Golus, we went to Golus, and my children are golu mishulchan avim. Yeah? Lost again, lost the Shulchan. Says, so, let us say that we come back to the Shulchan of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's like one night a year that we, no, there was, but Tisha B'Av, it's always Tisha B'Av and Yom Kippur, Avelis, we have the little bit of Avelis. It's a contrast, right? So we come back, we're not in Golos. The Leila Seder is the one night a year we're not in Golos, and then we're Shulchan Avir, we're Shulchan of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that's why he said, this is what my friend said, that's why we say Shulchan, because it's a remes to this Takad Rahman, this Shulchan of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Very nice pshat. I walked away and I thought to myself, very nice. He answered the Shulchan, but what about the Shulchan Oirich? Why do we say Shulchan Oirich? Again, maybe we want to rhyme. I would like to suggest the pshat, I think it's pshat, a beautiful pshat in the why Chazal add the Shulchan Oirich. The Loshen, the Medrash in Tehillim, Medrash in Tehillim says, the pshat Yidin without Mitzrayim, the Midbar, 600,000 people left, Mitzrayim went to the Midbar. So the Goyim said, everybody was in spot, everyone saw the Nisim that happened in Mitzrayim. Said, don't worry, they're going out into the Midbar. There's no way that this nation will survive in the Midbar. And Noshim Vataf, it's impossible. And they said, Hayuchal Keil Laroich Shulchan Bamidbar? Can Hashem prepare a Shulchan in Midbar? Don't worry, this Kaisal, they're finished, they're done, they're doomed, it's impossible they're going to survive. That was what the Goyim said. Now, there's another Pasuk Tehillim, not in the same capital, somewhere else. It says, Taroich Lefonai Shulchan Neged Tzoyeroi. So I looked up that Pasuk Tehillim, and there's a Medrash there in that Pasuk. And the Medrash says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is saying these words, direct response to these Goyim, who said, Hayuchal Keil Laroich Shulchan Bamidbar. HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, not only I can do it, I'm going to be Deshanta B'Shem and Roshika, I'm going to give them the best of the best. Those oivim who said Hayuchal Kei Larech B'Shulchan Bamidbar, HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, I'm going to prepare you a table of beautiful, of the kol tuv v'tav. I'm going to look after the whole Klal Yisrael. Come to chayis this, that the Leila Seder is a zecher for the right. Oh, so I found the Baal Turim in this week's parsha. It says, "V'yasev Hashem." He took him out of the Saloshim HaSeder. So the Baal Turim says it's a reference to this end of Goyim who said, he said, this is the Makor for HaSeva, that Shpoch prepares us a mitzvah and a shulchan. And he says, it's a reference to those Goyim who said, to the positive, it says, Hayuchal Keil Larech Shulchan Bamidbar. He doesn't explain. And after those Baal Turim, so actually this morning is Baal Turim. It's beautiful. That's the response to the Goyim of the Seva, the whole end of the Seva we do is we're sitting by the Shulchan Oirech of the HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's not just the Shulchan of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's the Shulchan of HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, Tach Lefon HaShulchan Neged Tzoyeroi. It's the Shulchan HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we buy HaKadosh Baruch Hu, not only we buy HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we're the best of the best and the best, right? We're Mamash, we're beloved children of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and that's the Indian, that could be the Shulchan Oirech. Now you could say, if you this, it's not just a rhyme. It says, Moroi Koirech, Shulchan Oirech. The Moroi is bitter, but we Koirech it together with the Matzah and the Pesach to show that, you know, bitter, but still chavivin, we have a closeness to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and we understand that all the Moray is just a way of us getting close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and being Mekad Hashem Shemayim. So the Moray and the Koirech is Shulchan Oirech. It's the same Indian. It's not just a rhyme. They have a connection. There is a connection. Mitzvah Hashem, we should be Zoycha. Thank you for giving me the opportunity to be here with you. We should be Zoycha, Noichal, Minar Svochim, Minar Svochim, all the Nuschos. And we should be Zoycha, all of us, to be Zoycha, to Shulchan Oirech, to Nachas, Gesund, Parnosa, Mechol Meledet.
You mentioned the Rambam. Yeah. The verse comes tomorrow before the Matzah.
Yes. The Rambam, there's different songs. The Rambam's Gesund.